From my 40 to your 4, they go.
I want easy money. We get easy money.
Man, it's out 40.
Gang!
Yeah. Hey, I got the answers, I got the answers, I got the answers.
Oh, you do?
I got the answers, I got the answers, I got the answers.
Okay, cool.
They having answers, we bout that action, we have facts.
I'm with the mayor, South Fortney, he saying facts.
Let's go.
I got the answers, I got the answers, I got the answers.
I got the answers,
I got the answers, I got the answers.
Let's go.
They having answers, we bout that action, we having facts.
I'm with the mayor, South Fortney, he saying facts.
Everybody, what's going on? I have the answers, fans. What's going on, guys? How are y'all doing today, man? I hope y'all listened to my last podcast. It was about infrastructure and the growth of Atlanta, and there's going to be more to come from that. But if you haven't, go back and listen to that one. That was different from the rest of my sports podcast that I released. But today is a sad day for me. Today is a sad day for me. I'm not even going to come up here and lie to y'all like I'm doing okay. If you haven't heard, the Colts, who called the Falcons and asked Matt Ryan to come over and said, we're going to do all of this for you, this, that, and the third, they have benched Matt Ryan. They have benched him, okay? To be one of the greats in the league and to be treated like this by, like, two different teams, the Falcons kind of try to move on from you. And then you go to a team that begs you to come over and sold a good story. And then you come over there and the coach tells you, I'm sorry, we didn't deliver on our side of the promise, but we have to move on. I didn't give you the offensive line that you said, that I said you was going to have. You didn't have the run game that I said you was going to have. I'm sorry. It didn't work out. We're going to have to move on. And on top of that, he does have a shoulder shoulder injury. He does have a grade 2 shoulder sprain separation type thing. Shoulder is partly separated. It's going to be hard to throw the ball like that, obviously. So he was going to be out for 2 weeks regardless. He definitely wasn't playing this week against the Commanders, and I don't think he was going to come back next week. I really see that injury being a four-week thing. So that's why it was weird. The timing of this was weird, especially when Matt Ryan had been performing. You look at, he had the fumbles and stuff like that, but like I said, the O-line wasn't blocking at all. But the games you won because of his arm. Like, you literally asked him to throw 58 times a game. One game, he won. The other two games were game-winning drives that he won, like, with his arm, when the offense wasn't performing. The running back, who we were told was the best running back in the league, he had a game where he had 20 touches for 40 yards. 20 touches for 40 yards. This wasn't the situation we were promised. And it sucks to watch, because I know how great of a quarterback Matt Ryan is, even still to this day. Even looking at the last game where he threw it 58 times a game, you know how hard it is to throw it 58 times a game, the defense knowing you're throwing it 58 times a game, and you still successfully win? That's kind of hard in it. So I still think he has it. And this is the crazy thing. A lot of people are like, his arm is shot. If you've been following Matt his whole career, he's never had a big arm. Never. Even in his best heyday, he wasn't throwing it just 70 yards, 50, 55, but he wasn't just slinging it. So it was like, it's just weird to hear the talk around Matt Ryan. It's just so, it's breaded in, like, embedded in hate. You know what I mean? Like, I love Matt being, when you hear a conversation about me, I'm going to tell you, like, okay, he's a fighter. He gets sacked all the time, still comes to perform, still competitive, like the ultimate competitor. Always gives you a chance to win, can make some of the craziest throws you've ever seen in your life. Super accurate. Decision-making is the best. Moving in the pocket, feet, all of that. He's one of the best you've ever seen. But it just, it sucks to get this, because it's like all of these haters come out the woodworks and like, I told you so. I told you he sucked. I told you he can't throw. I told you he's throws picks, stat padding. I told you. Bro, y'all had to wait 15 years to say I told you so. The man's 37 and y'all sitting here picking apart this at 37? Come on, man. We just passed Dan Marino, bro. And the way y'all talk about Dan Marino, you would think he the second coming of passing. Matt Ryan did it in less games. Less games. Come on, man. Let's be for real about the conversation. Like, that's the only thing that irks me is you hear people, and they're going to use this as ammunition. Like, I told you so. I told, like, bro, You didn't say nothing, man. It took you 15 years for you to wait on the quarterback's downfall, dog. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is, though. But it sucks to watch him being benched. I do think I think he'll have to come back. I think Sam Ehlinger is a decent quarterback. He's a decent backup quarterback. He's a running quarterback. So, like I've said, I've always said this about running quarterbacks, and y'all will see. Eventually, you'll see. Running quarterbacks present harder problems for average teams. All right? If you're an average team and your defense is not that good, a running quarterback will give you problems. You'll have missed assignments. You'll have gaps. It's hard to understand. It's hard to read. So it will look like when we play the Commanders, Sam Ehlinger moving. I'm telling you, I know how this is going to go. Like, oh, man, it's excitement. This is what we asked for. He won the game. It's the Commanders, by the way. This, that, and the third. He's moving the ball. But when you play top talent, like top talent defense, you'll need to throw the ball. So it's only a couple of teams that are equipped to kind of beat a running quarterback. Other teams are just piecing stuff together, and then you have a running quarterback kind of breaks it all apart. So that's why running quarterbacks look good against majority of teams, but then when they get to the playoffs, it looks a little weird. Not saying it was all Lamar Jackson's fault, but you've seen his two playoff appearances. You've seen Kyler Murray's playoff appearances. You've seen even the most watered-down kind of mobile quarterback in Pat Mahomes. He's had, even though he has success, he has a Super Bowl. There's three other times where they were projected to go, and he folded moving the ball. And not only that, this swing of everybody wanting a mobile quarterback, does everybody not see that mobile quarterbacks don't last? Like, that style of play does not last. Russell Wilson, you talk about Matt falling off the cliff, which he didn't, but you look at Russell Wilson and you're like, whoa, you're a step slower. Your arm's the same, but you're a step slower and you're looking terrible. You got to learn how to sit in the pocket. You can't just roll out for 15 years. So you look at mobile quarterbacks, and I've always said this. I think mobile quarterbacks present problems. They're good. But if you don't teach them how to throw, if you don't call plays to throw, they won't be effective long term or against the top talent teams. There hasn't been too many mobile quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl. Even last year, Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl. Matt Stafford won the Super Bowl. He's not a mobile quarterback. Brady has a ring when he was 45, 44. Not a mobile quarterback. Nick Foles won a ring. Not a mobile quarterback. You go down the list. Mobile quarterbacks, it's the shiny new thing. It's the trend. But eventually, they're going to have to stand in the pocket and deliver some throws. You got to think, okay, 16-game season, 17-game season now. I can run around my rookie year. I got the fresh legs. My second year, I got the fresh legs. I can run around. My third year, I got the fresh legs. I can run around. 17 games now. Now, in that 3 years, you would have missed 5 to 6 games. Kyler Murray was out last year. Lamar didn't finish last year. Name a starting quarterback, or Jalen Hurts. Like, name the mobile quarterbacks. They don't play all those seasons. So now you're talking about season 5, 6, 7. Where you should be mentally coming into your prime, athletically coming into your prime, 28, 29, 30, something around there. But you have given so much the previous years that it's like you don't have the legs to continue to do that for that long. Like, just think about the body. Think about running around and taking hits and doing that for 3 hours on Sunday. Then going to practice and doing it for another 3 hours. Then repeat, rinse and repeat for 17 games. Then years and years. They're not going to be able to sustain. Do you think Lamar Jackson will be able to run like this in 2 years? In 2 years, you will see a slower Lamar. Now, I've always said this. Lamar has one of the best arms. So I think his transition will be okay because he has a good arm. But this false hope of that running quarterbacks. See, and this is what I used to hate. I mean, I used to hate this in Atlanta, bro. In Atlanta, they would always be like, oh, man, the line's not bad. We need a mobile quarterback. The Colts right now, and I truly believe this, the Colts are tanking. I think Matt Ryan gives them the best chance to win, but they realize they don't want to piece this together anymore with Matt Ryan. Things didn't work out. The line didn't come out to how they wanted to. Everything just didn't play. It didn't come out. So I think they want to blow it up. They want to go to the mobile quarterback because it's excitement and it pieces together stuff. It hides deficiencies. But I grew up in football, and I used to hate people say this. They used to be like, man, Matt Ryan needs everything to be perfect for him to win. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? What quarterback doesn't? What quarterback doesn't need good receivers, good linemen, good running backs? We have yet to see a quarterback just hide all of the one quarterback. I swear to God, one quarterback has done this, and it's Cam Newton. Cam Newton took Devin Funchess to the Super Bowl, 15-1. They only lost one game that year. That's the only person I've ever seen hide the deficiencies of the team and take them to the league. But how long did he last? How long did that style of play last? He didn't last at all. He has shoulder surgery. They kicked him to the side. That's what they're going to do to every running quarterback. They're going to use you for them 4 years. When it's time to pay, they're not going to pay you because they know I'm not going to pay somebody who I'm dogging and taking to the ground. And you're going to get kicked to the side. That's why I don't like this trend of everybody think we need to go to mobile quarterbacks. Everybody has a job on the field. Do your job. The quarterback's job is to pass and control the offense. That is what he needs to do. The running back will run. The receivers will run. The tight ends will run. They will get the yardage. But a quarterback needs to sit in the pocket. So you get this narrative of like, okay, the O-line suck, the running back suck. Let's get a running quarterback. But that's not how you properly build football teams. And you talk about Tom Brady saying, oh, well, there's a lot of bad football being played right now. There's a lot of bad football being played right now. If you look at the league, there's a lot of bad football being played right now because there's a lot of people trying to force their way into the future thinking, okay, mobile quarterback is the future. We got to get them running. RPOs, this is all the future. This is what we need to do. Let's move. Well, and the result is it's a lot of bad quarterback play. It's a lot of bad team play. So that's not the solution. Eventually, I think like the quarterback at Tennessee right now, Hooker, who just beat Alabama. I watched him. I was amazed. Tall, 6'3", 6'4", something like that. Stood in the pocket tall, threw it. Black guy, didn't really run like that. I know he has the athleticism, but he's playing the quarterback position the right way. He's learning to play it the right way. So I do see there will be a trend of mobile quarterbacks. For maybe 2 more years, something like that. But eventually, like the Lamar situation will settle where this trend goes. It really will. Does he get paid by Baltimore? Then everybody says, okay, let's go get a Lamar. If he doesn't get paid and everybody, and he hits the market and people are trying his value, and they're like, okay, well, we don't. Then you'll see the switch back to these different style type quarterbacks in the pocket passer quarterbacks. You know what I mean? So that's just me, in my opinion, just because like, if you look at the game, it's just, when you have a running quarterback, it hides deficiencies and you get usually exposed by those in the playoffs because you're playing talented teams and your mobile quarterback always takes away opportunities from your playmaker. So let's say if I pay a top wide receiver to be a wide receiver, but I have a running quarterback. I mean, that top wide receiver doesn't get top wide receiver touches. And it might not be him. Maybe he still gets his 10 touches. But then wide receiver number two or tight end number one or running back number one doesn't. Somebody gets the touches taken away from them. And it takes away from their job. That's why I don't really necessarily like the we need a mobile quarterback talk. No, you need a quarterback. You need a quarterback, okay, who does his job. When the team is built and constructed perfectly, a quarterback will lead the team to the Super Bowl. That's what a Super Bowl is. Super Bowl is the best team in the league, not the best quarterback in the league. So stop saying, oh, the knock on Matt is he doesn't have a quarterback. He doesn't have a Super Bowl. And what? He ain't had a championship defense. He ain't had a top running back. What are we talking about? The team has not been constructed. And if anything, and this is what I, you look at this. You go look at the 2016 team that Matt Ryan took to the Super Bowl. And you tell me where they stack up to other Super Bowl teams. Ain't nobody on that team had a job almost the year after. Julio, Grady Jarrett, they were still on the team. Matt. But everybody else, gone. That was one of the worst Super Bowl teams. Devontae Freeman didn't even have a job the year after. It took him like 2 years to get a job. And that was only because Baltimore was down 8 running backs. They had 3 running backs in camp, went to go get 2 more. Somebody got hurt. They eventually had to call Devontae Freeman. Julio Jones looking like how he looking. Don't get me started on Keanu Neal, Robert Alford, Jalen Collins. Guys who are not even on teams. They weren't even on teams afterwards. That was one of the worst teams in the world. That wasn't even a top 10 defense for half the year, most of the year. So you talk about a quarterback getting somebody, a team to the Super Bowl. That was Matt. You look at that year, that if you don't have Matt Ryan, you don't have that year. So just kill the talk, man. Kill the talk, man. All right. Like I said, he is getting benched. It is what it is. We are at that point of our career where it's like, okay, you just control what you can control, man. You get healthy. Wait your turn to get back on the field because you will have another opportunity. Just stay ready and get healthy. And if he's not going to be healthy for the rest of the year, then that's what it is. You go to the offseason and you say, how healthy can I get? At this age, how healthy can I get with this injury? And if not, you become a backup. It's the circle of life. Every quarterback gets that circle of life. Win a job, lose a job, you get too old, back up, go to coach or commentator. But do not use a 37-year-old man to you as your arguments of why Matt Ryan isn't good, why he isn't this, why he isn't that. You had to wait 15 years to show actual proof. All that other stuff y'all just made up. And I had been showing examples of why y'all was making it up all these years. What do you mean he can't move in the pocket? Here's plays he can't. What do you mean? He ran a 4.8 coming out of college. What are you talking about? He's faster than Pat Mahomes. What do you mean he can't move? What are we even talking about? All those myths y'all made up? I've been debunking them. So don't wait now to pull them out and be like, hey, I told you so. I told you so. Bray, 37 on a team that doesn't block and doesn't run well. Relax, all right? But I had to do a podcast about my boy Matt, man. Like I said, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. Went toe-to-toe with Drew Brees twice a year. So, and I always said this, wherever you put Drew, Matt got to be right before or right after. So if you say Drew's top 3 quarterbacks all time, Matt number 4 or number 2. All right. I can go on and on for days. I really could. But I ain't even going to start talking about how Matt was one of the first quarterbacks to start as a rookie. He changed that trend. Before Matt, you would draft a quarterback and sit him. Matt came in, first pass was a touchdown. Success right away. It was rare. Throwing it 40, 50 times a game. You want to talk about where all these quarterbacks are now, where they got their style of play from? When Matt Ryan got in the league, it was a run-heavy league. Matt took us into the prime years. He evolved the game into passing, 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 passing. And not saying people didn't do that, like Steve Young, Dan Marino. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Matt pushed it forward. There was guys that did it, but they didn't ride the wave. When Matt came in, everybody wanted that. Oh, no, we need a quarterback to pass 40 times a game, win us games. Talk about a run game. Matt, bro, in 2016, we threw the ball to open up the run game. You know how good of a quarterback you got to be? And then you know how great of a quarterback you got to be for defensive coordinators? It's their job, bro. It's their job. They go home at night, and they stay up and say, how can we stop this guy? And they couldn't. You know how good you got to be for a guy, a professional, to sit in front of his numbers and stats and film and say, we're going to stop Matt Ryan? He's going to give us 40 chances to stop him? That's more than any quarterback throwing it? And you still didn't stop him? And everybody's going to be like, well, he throw picks. He throw the ball 50 times a game against NFL defenses. And he gets sacked the most. Bro, it's been throughout his career, he's been the most sacked quarterback. But he also has the most game-winning drives. Come on, man. I'm not going back and forth with y'all no more. Y'all need to open your eyes and don't use this as I told you so. Because I'm still rocking with him. I'm still rocking with him. All right? But I'm done venting, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, go back and listen to my podcast before this one. about infrastructure, because the next podcast is going to be a continuous of that. All right. But y'all be easy, man.